Next section, section 5, Class 1 or Class 1A National Insurance Contributions. In the first podcast on preparing the way, I referred to the brown and blue boxes, mainly because of the 19th or 22nd of April 2011 deadline for paying any additional Class 1 National Insurance contributions that may be due in respect of items to be reported on the P11Ds. I now want to look at this in more detail to ensure that when we submit the P11Ds, we complete the correct entries. It is easy to see from a colour copy of the P11D that some sections have brown Class 1A boxes and that some sections are blue boxes. The brown boxes have to be added up to determine the amount of employer's Class 1A NIC's liability for the tax year 2010-11. The blue boxes indicate that there is no Class 1A NIC's liability, but of course there may be a Class 1 NIC's liability on such things as the provision of a voucher or the reimbursement or payment of any personal liability of the employee or the director. The front page of the P11D form tells us in brown writing and below the works number department box that employers pay Class 1A National Insurance contributions on most benefits. These are shown in boxes which are brown and have a Class 1A indicator. Sections B, which is payments made on behalf of employees. Section C, vouchers or credit cards. Section E, mileage allowance and passenger payments. Section M, other items. And section N, expenses payments made to or on behalf of the employees, are the blue box entries on the P11D and do not attract Class 1A NICs. But as I have already said, we need to consider whether there might be a Class 1 NIC liability. Section M of the P11D is the only dual choice section on the P11D form, and it's there we can choose whether to put it in a brown Class 1A box or to use the blue box. The most obvious example of a Class 1 NIC's liability is where the employer pays the school fees bill of the employee or director. This is specifically mentioned at question 5 of the P35 checklist, which asks, have you paid any of an employee's pay to someone other than the employee, for example, to a school? Only if there's a contract between the employer and the supplier of the services, in other words, the school, should the relevant amount be entered in the brown box. And this is rarely the case, to be honest. In contrast, where the employer is simply paying the school fees on behalf of the employee or director, the relevant amount should be entered in the blue box on the P11D. An error made all too often by some employers is to assume that the reporting of the payment on the P11D, where a specific box is perhaps provided, is all that is required. That is wrong. Employers and their advisors need to be aware that a blue box entry on a form P11D may give rise to a Class 1 NIC's liability, and that perhaps should be included on the payroll. Another employer payment that might similarly be missed would be private medical insurance, perhaps where an employee has their own medical insurance and the employer reimburses that cost instead of including the employee in the company medical insurance scheme. It is only appropriate to report the benefit for medical insurance at Section I of the P11D if the contract is between the employer and the medical insurance company. It is not appropriate to do that when the employer reimburses the bill presented for the employee. That is a personal or pecuniary liability.